Area child care centers remain open to continue care. Local COVID-19 briefing this afternoon in Jamestown. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. During the most recent media briefing in Jamestown, child care licensing supervisor Julie Opp stated that a majority of area daycare providers remain open and continue to operate. Opp stated that three child care providers in Stutsman County had decided to close their doors, but more than 50 made the decision to remain open while taking extra precautions.
We have a really good turnout. We've only got three closed daycares in our community. We keep getting our direction from the state, and we're always told that it's a day-by-day process. It can change any time, so our providers have been awesome. They've just been going day-by-day, doing the extra step up in cleaning, sanitizing, monitoring people when they come in and out of their facilities.
Opp reported that Governor Doug Burgum had passed several orders giving incentive for daycares to keep operation during the outbreak. She says this will keep daycares open for essential care workers and others, but they are prioritizing essential workers. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. The next local COVID-19 briefing for Jamestown and Stutsman County is scheduled for this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. Members from different organizations, including Central Valley Health District, the Medicine Shop, Ministerial Association, Salvation Army, and the City of Jamestown are expected to speak. The briefing will be closed to the public. However, it will be covered by local media, streamed on Central Valley Health's Facebook page, and on newsdakota.com. And several groups have urged North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to block evictions and foreclosures to protect those suffering economic hardships because of COVID-19. The request Monday from groups that include the North Dakota Farmers Union and the American Civil Liberties Union comes as the state reported its second and third deaths from complications of the coronavirus and the number of cases surpassed 100. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more, be sure you like us on Facebook at News Dakota.